Kane takes a pass on a breakaway over the Predator line. Down the slot, beats and shoots. He scores! Patrick Kane with a backhanded flip. Beats Rene off the near post and into the back of the Predator net.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
The Steve Cochran Show presents Breakfast with a Blackhawk. Sponsored by MB Financial Bank. MB means business.
And we'll get to a question from a listener on the MB Financial Bank Breakfast of the Blackhawk as we welcome in Patrick King. Good morning, Kenner. How are you?
Hey, good, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on. And Dave Ennett's here and Andre as well. Have you ever had more fun on the ice playing hockey than you've had this year?
It's been pretty fun. I almost feel like I might need my Russian passport now to go over there and train with my two line mates. It's been fun playing with Panarin and Anisimov, and those guys want to do so well. It brings out the best in yourself too. So it's been fun so far this year.
Have you taken time to realize you've gotten old enough to be someone's big brother, and your little brother happens to be the goofy Russian kid who never stops smiling and scoring goals?
I never thought it was the case there, but I think for a long time I was the youngest player on the team, I think for my first 5 years, and now a couple of years passed, I feel like a big time veteran, I guess. And
you're the old guy now, dude.
It's not a bad thing. It's a good change, and I like it, especially when these young guys coming in, they bring so much energy and make you want to play hockey even more. So it's been a good fit.
There was a point the other day when you got your first regular season hat trick, and Panarin had a breakaway, and he did a little drop pass to you to try to get it before you actually got it later in the game. And I thought, this is going to be one of those times where Panarin pretends he can't speak English when Q reads him the riot act when he gets back to the bench. But you guys seem to know where each other is going to be on the ice all the time. Where's that coming from?
I think we just kind of play a similar style of game. I think we're very similar players to start. Where, except he's on the left wing and a right handed shot. I'm on the right wing and a left handed shot. And he just, when you yell at him enough to pass you the puck, and he kind of gets that in his head. I think we've developed some good chemistry. But I don't know. I think even though we might have good games, after we score or have a good shift, we always tell each other not to be satisfied or not to be happy, and try to continue to push for more. So it's been fun.
Well, he was in here, Dave, as you remember, Dave Ennett.
Yep.
And he taught us a few dirty words in Russian.
Yes, he did.
Now, we know that he's learned more and more English throughout the year, but how you guys been communicating? Because I'm at a lot of games, and I don't see the interpreter skating behind him.
No, I think he kind of... He knows more English than he lets on, to be honest with you. I think he just doesn't really want to do the interviews after the game when he scored all those goals, like you said. But it's really not that hard. I think you kind of almost have to, talk to him and not really, spell out everything, but just kind of be patient with him. And, after a while, he's been understanding. I think his English has definitely gotten better since the first day. I would say a lot better. And, it's still improving, too.
A couple of words you used, energy, chemistry. There's obviously a lot of talent. Does their presence, Panarin and Anisimov and some of the other guys, make you guys more dangerous as a team than you even were last year?
Yeah, I think in ways, for sure. Like I said, after a while, have all these changes to your lineup. Sometimes you bring in these new guys and they have, the energy and the force to try to do things that we've done in the past and make sure that they're a part of something special too. So, it kind of pushes us forward and makes us, want to do it with the new group and keep getting better. And, it's been great. I mean, it's awesome when these young guys come up and they have such an impact on the game. And, I think they push a lot of us to even enjoy the game more, to have more fun around the locker room, to have more fun on the ice, and brings the most out of the older guys as well.
it's been a year of streaks. You had your point streak, the winning streak. What's it like going to the rink every day when you're on a hot streak like that?
To be honest with you, I think it's the same every day. I don't think it's something, you know, even when we were winning 9, 10, 11 games in a row, I don't really think we thought about it too much. It was probably that game in Nashville where we knew if we reached 12 in a row, we would probably we were going to break the franchise record. So that's probably when it got into our head a little bit. And then, you know, when you win that many games in a row and you played that well for so long, I think sometimes it's going to be a little bit of a downfall like there was in Tampa and Florida. And then we came back with a big win against St. Louis at home the other night. So,
yeah, but, you know, the thing is that the streak that you were on, that's being in the zone for a long time. So, you know, baseball players talk about the ball looks bigger. Basketball players talk about the hoop looks bigger. Does the net get bigger? Does the game slow down? What does it feel like?
Yeah, sometimes you feel lucky. I mean, I had a few games there where I got some lucky points at the end. I think, you know, when the media starts talking about it around, I think I was around, you know, maybe 14, 15 games where you start talking about the American record at 18 games. You want to make sure you're able to reach that.
And it was making Eddie's hair fall out. You know, that's when he got close to his record, it was making his hair fall out. That's why he went to the guy.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Eddie's been great about it, too. He was one of those guys that told me about his record even a few years past and said that it'd be awesome if it was something I could do. So it was nice to do that. And then, you know, once you get past that, you kind of start thinking about the franchise record and there's just a lot of attention that you want to just keep building it and keep continuing it on.
Andrea, say hi to Kaner.
Hey, Kaner. I know fans see your camaraderie on the ice, but off the ice, it's great to watch as well. So my question to you, I know you've taken Panarin to some of your favorite places, but has he taken you for tea to the Russian tea room yet? Tea's very big with the Russians.
No, but I see him in the locker room every day. They kind of sit there for about 10 or 15 minutes with their tea and their legs crossed, and the two of them just go at it in Russian. So it's pretty funny. Sometimes I'll go over there and kind of joke around with them and cross my legs, and they just kind of laugh. And,
pinky
who knows
up.
What they're talking about and who they're making fun of on the team, but it's pretty interesting to watch.
Azuka dite nushahi. That means stop by for some tea in Russian.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I know one phrase. It's divai, which means let's go.
I hope it means let's go.
We learned that. Anisimov told us that last
week.
Yeah,
that's right. He did tell us that last week.
What did it really mean?
Yeah, because that's the thing. The only thing is when Anisimov, well, not Anisimov so much, but when Panarin was in here, you know he was giving us words that were filthy.
Right.
You know, and telling us it was legitimate stuff. By the way, somebody told me puck is shaiba.
Okay.
So do you have to, when you scream puck, does he know what you're talking about?
Yeah, I think he does. I just say pass 88, and then he kind of figures it out.
And when he pretends he can't hear you, he just wants to shoot himself. Hey, your first landlord in Chicago got some good news today as Stan Bowman's contract was extended. No surprise, but I don't know how many people realize when you first came to town. Did you live in his basement?
Yeah, my first year I did. When I was 18 years old, it was actually great. Just to kind of get accumulated to the city and, you know, adjust to everything that the Blackhawks did and the way it was to be a professional hockey player. But I really enjoyed my time there. It was fun spending time with his kids and his wife, Sue. And they really, really took care of me when I was coming in from high school into the big leagues. So I got nothing but good things to say about Stan. He's a guy that over the year with all the roster changes and different things we've had to make, after Stanley Cup runs and long playoff runs, it seems like this team continues to win. So he knows what he's doing. I think it's a great fit for the Blackhawks, and obviously, you know, congratulations to him.
It's got to be exciting for you to see him get an extension. Q gets the extension a couple of weeks ago. You and Taser just in the first year of your new deal, Seabrook extended. I mean, you kind of have that confidence, Patrick, that these guys are going to be around for a while, that you're all going to be together and you can keep this thing going.
Yeah, I think it's great. You know, the more the more there is change, I think the more things stay the same. So it's great for all of us. Obviously, you know, we talk about that core group of guys that help lead our team on the ice. Well, I think that's the same thing for off the ice with the organization too. You have those core guys. You want to keep them around. You want to keep them together because they've been successful, and you know they're not satisfied with what they've done. So I think it's great for the whole organization.
You got your old buddy Steger coming back with Carolina. The Hawks play Carolina tonight. What time is that, Dave? Is that a 6:30 start for us?
6:30 face-off.
And if you do what everybody else does online and just read the headline, you'd think Steger and Taves were having a fight because Steger said something about Taves being a big crybaby. It's just a joke, people. Right? It's just a joke.
Yeah, I think you have to. I haven't read that, to be honest with you, but I'm not sure exactly what he said. So I don't want to put any words in his mouth, but I'm sure coming from Steger, you know, he's joking around all the time.
He's a knucklehead.
He likes to pick on guys and mess around, so I'm sure it's nothing serious.
No, of course not. We have a question from Cynthia Scott. Again, the MB Financial Bank Breakfast with the Blackhawks says, any big adjustments needed since 3-on-3 came into the overtime? And do you prefer the old way or the new way?
You know what? The 3-on-3 is fun. It's been a blast. I think it's been one of the best changes the NHL has made. You know, a lot of open ice. I think sometimes, you know, I'll be at home on TV watching hockey games and just – kind of looking around, searching for a game that's in overtime to watch that. So I think the fans enjoy it. It's exciting. It's really unpredictable what's going to happen. It's been a great thing for the game.
And you are a captain for the All-Star game coming up this weekend in Nashville, which is going to be 3-on-3. What do you expect this weekend?
To be tired?
It's a fun weekend. It's a good way to celebrate the game. You know, there's really not that much to be tired about when you're down there. I guess it's really a fun weekend. So
no, but the 3-on-3 for the entire game—that's a lot of skating, right? I mean, Jaromir Jagr, who I think is 79 years old, asked people not to vote for him because he didn't want to skate that much.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? It's only a 20-minute game. I think
there's
three different lines. So it really won't be. That bad, to be honest with you. So I'm just excited I get to captain Taser for once in my life, so it'll be nice to boss him around a little bit.
Tell him where he's got to go. Well, it's great catching up with you, man, and congratulations on a just ridiculously good year. Stay healthy because there's no end in sight. And one of the other things Panarin taught us, and I think this is clean, Nipuku Nupira, which he said meant good luck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know. I could have said anything to you. I apologize if I insulted you.
Yeah, you know as well as I do. So,
well, I'll tell you, you've been such a great influence on him, and I feel like he's elevated your game as well. So you guys are great for each other. But it's been nothing but fun for us. So stay healthy, man.
All right. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you being on. Patrick Kane, your Chicago Blackhawks.